Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Stuart Quinn, who is CEO at Medica Group. How are you today, Stuart?
Good, thanks, Zach, and thank you for having me on.
Could you tell us a little bit about Medica Group?
Yes, absolutely. So Medica is the market leader in the UK and Ireland for provision of teleradiology services. And what we mean by teleradiology is that we work with about half of the hospitals in the UK and Ireland to provide reports for scans, so for MRI scans, CT scans, x-rays. So we offer two types of service. One is for patients coming into an A&E during the night time between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. And they're scanned. The scans then are sent to a network of radiologists that we run across the UK, across other parts of Europe, and increasingly now in Australia and New Zealand. And these radiologists are very, very specialist. What they do is that they take the images from the hospitals, they review them, they report them, and then they put the reports back into the hospital systems. And for our what we call our night talk service, which is the out of hours service, we offer a very fast turnaround time of around 20 minutes to report these. So these are patients often who've come in with trauma or heart attacks or potential stroke. So we need to have a very, very efficient system to be able to report those types of studies. And then we also support the NHS and the HSE in Ireland with elective work as well.
So the situation is that you've got like a community of doctors, specialists in various areas, obviously radiology being the prime one, and they basically, rather than having to be in hospitals, clogging up the various institutions, they are actually doing the checking and the analyzing and the diagnosis of what they're sent. And that is basically, it's called teleradiology, but it could be called remote radiology as well.
Yes, that's correct. So we have a network of well over 500 radiologists who operate, as I said, in the UK, across other parts of Europe, and in Australia, New Zealand, and obviously through Ireland with our acquisition that we made there of Global Diagnostics Ireland last year. And so they have at home a reporting station, so it's set up for them to be able to report remotely, as you say. And really what's important is that we put around this a very tight clinical governance framework so that it's done in a very secure manner. We audit the work that's done. So we audit a percentage of the studies that come in to make sure that they're being reported in the right way. And we're also now using advanced technologies such as AI. So we believe the first teleradiology business in the UK to actually put AI into full clinical usage. So we have a tool that we use that focuses on looking for the presence of a brain bleed in patients that were reporting potentially with stroke coming into A&E during the nighttime. We use that to flag whether we think there's a stroke, and then it helps our reporters to be able to give an accurate diagnosis in a very timely manner.
So this sounds like a scalable business. You've got the Irish venture, you've got the US venture, which I think you've just announced. Presumably the margins are pretty decent as well, because you've got everything sort of set up and there isn't too much to-ing and fro-ing. Technology helps you as well. What are the, apart from being scalable and moving into different geographies, what are the other potential drivers of growth, speaking from an investor's point of view, maybe?
Yeah, so we think our existing core business, our core focus on teleradiology in the National Health Service and parts of Ireland, it's pre-COVID. Clearly, we've had a bit of impact of COVID on particularly on the elective side of our business. But that's a business that's been growing at sort of double digits from a revenue perspective year on year. And that's really driven by the fact that there is a real lack of radiologists in the National Health Service and also in Ireland. So there's about a shortfall of about 2,000 radiologists, and only about 200 qualify every year. So this is a gap that's going to widen, particularly as radiologists retire. And so we see that the demand for services, for outsourcing of services, is going to continue in our core business. We've also announced a joint venture with Integral Diagnostics in Australia and New Zealand, and that's primarily initially to access additional capacity from radiologists that are UK board certified, working out in Australia and New Zealand. We will work with Integral to locate these radiologists to provide more capacity, but also in time we're going to work together to look at how we can enter the Australia and New Zealand market for outsourced teleradiology services. And then you mentioned our recent investment that we announced this week. We're acquiring a business based outside of Philadelphia called RadMD, and this is in an adjacent part of the market. So RadMD focuses on the really exciting market for imaging in clinical trials. So it's a business that, similar to Medica, has a very broad network of 250 radiologists around the world. But instead of reporting for clinical diagnosis in sort of urgent situations that we do in our core business, RadMD is focused on really looking at reporting during the different phases of a clinical trial. And their expertise is predominantly in the early stages of a clinical trial phase, so phase one and phase two. And they have a real strong focus on oncology. So about 70% of the trials that they do are in the very fast growing therapeutic area of oncology.
And I'm presuming that as we believe that we're on the cusp of leaving the pandemic, or at least less of a lockdown, the logjam that there's been over the last year in terms of elective surgery will start to release itself, and you'll be flooded with work to do, I suppose. I mean, putting it colloquially, I mean, there should be a bit of pent-up demand there. Is that right?
Yes, we absolutely believe that the majority of the elective procedures that were put on hold last year as we entered the pandemic will still need to be conducted. And, you know, there are large numbers being banded around, but around sort of 9 million patients in the UK waiting for elective procedures as a result of the impact of the pandemic. And obviously before we went into the pandemic, there was still a huge waiting list. So what we think now is that as the impact of the vaccination is having on reducing admissions for COVID patients, we do expect that the NHS will be able to refocus its energies on this elective backlog. And we think that, you know, we're very well positioned. We've been increasing our capacity, bringing on new radiologists throughout the last 12 months. And certainly COVID has shone a light on the fact that having the ability to be able to report from your own home is a real positive. So we've seen a lot of people want to come and work at Medica as radiologists. So we're ready. We've got very good, very, very good capacity. And we believe that from, you know, particularly building, we're seeing month on month now this year an increase in elective work coming to Medica. And we expect that through the summer, as radiologists take, you know, a good break, we'll be picking up time, some more volume then, and probably seeing a very busy second half of the year.
Right. I mean, you're a £170 million market cap at the moment. I know some tiddlers who are, you know, in the diagnostics area. It's become the new rock and roll, I think, I suppose, over the last 2-3 years, and even before COVID. It's the technology and everything's really advanced. Do you have larger competitors? You have smaller competitors? How do you fit in the space? And I suppose with everybody entering this gold rush area, do you have a unique angle? How should investors, again, look at your company?
Yeah, so in the UK, we're the market leader. We have about 40% market share by value in the UK. And there are three other sort of main players that we compete with. They're also, you know, one of our competitors also present in Australia and New Zealand. And I mentioned the, you know, the joint venture that we have to look at entering that market. And then you've got bigger global players, for example, someone like VRAD, who's based in the United States. But it's, you know, the teleradiology is an increasing area of focus for hospitals, as I said, as they sort of try to help to bridge the gap in the capacity that they have. So it is something that's prevalent in other markets as well. And you're seeing us, you know, look at other markets where we think it's an interesting opportunity for us to expand and also enter into other areas of telemedicine, as I mentioned earlier. So, you know, we think that areas like pathology will be ripe in time for being able to be read remotely, as well as areas like cardiology. So I think we pride ourselves in being really focused on quality and really being focused on the clinical governance of the service that we offer and we provide. And as I said, I think in terms of the fact that we audit a lot of the work that we do to make sure that we can assure ourselves that it's being reported in the right way, and also give our clients that assurance that the work is being done well. The other component, I think, is really around the systems. So as we scale, we want to make sure that we have systems that allow us to continue to grow at the same pace. And we're in the middle of a significant investment of £6 million over the next few years to underpin the future growth of our business by deploying a new, what we call PACS system, which is kind of the heart of the system that we use to report the images. And that will also allow us to deploy artificial intelligence solutions in a much more seamless manner. So we believe we're the first teleradiology business in the UK to actually have AI as part of our clinical practice. And we use that to help our doctors to report potential stroke cases, particularly in the middle of the night. And so I think, you know, the investment in systems, scalability, the governance that we have, and our increasing sort of network and the opportunity we have to grow our business in different ways in Ireland, in Australia, New Zealand, and now in the US with the focus on clinical trials is very attractive.
Now, I mean, you've got that new move into the US. Whenever you look at anything which is the equivalent of a UK company in the US, it has an extra zero on the end of the valuation. Does that frustrate you? Does that excite you? How would you look at it?
So I think the business that we bought, RadMD, I think we've paid a very sensible price for it. We've announced that it's 11 times the current run rate EV EBITDA. So I think, you know, it's a very attractive space. If you look at comparable transactions in that market, they've typically gone for between 14 to 18 times EV EBITDA. The other big metric for these types of businesses is the multiple of order book. And this is a business that has a very strong contracted order book of $40 million. So we're paying around a half times the order book in terms of the valuation of the business. We're paying $21.7 million for the company. And again, that reflects very, very positively when you look at transactions in the market, which are typically between one to two times the value of the order book. So I think, you know, as I say, we're paying a sensible price. I do think it's an attractive market. Clearly, it's growing at just under 6% per annum. It's a global market. The fact that we have a footprint in Europe to be able to help RadMD to expand will be helpful as well. So I think we're very excited, and it really sort of opened up a new avenue of growth for Medica.
Stuart Quinn, CEO of Medica Group, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.